What is going on, my Patriots? How y'all guys doing? Welcome to another edition of Joe's News and Views, also Conservative News and Views. If you're first time tuning into the broadcast, do me a favor. Go ahead on and hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell all the way up top. Please like and share. Please like and share. Man, we got a hell of a show for y'all tonight, man. I'm going in on some things. There's a lot to talk about. First things first, we are going to discuss some major issues. Ain't nothing wrong there, Auntie C. I'm glad you are doing it while watching our show. So, y'all, it seems like today was like, I don't know, reveal day. I've never seen nothing like this. All of a sudden, it seems like a lot of these liberals are now trying to go on our talking points because their talking points not working. So, there's going to be a lot of that going on, I guess, but it's all good. I'm just going to go and present y'all the information and let y'all, judge it from there. So, first things first, we are going to talk about, I'm not going to have no picture on here, but we're going to talk about Wuhan. That's right. The lib media is embracing the COVID lab theory after calling it a right-wing conspiracy. Now, y'all guys remember this, right? Remember when we first talked about this whole lab situation? There were a lot of people that were saying, no, the hell it's not. Y'all are just trying to blow smoke up our ass. It's not true. I mean, it went as far as a lot of people got a lot of heat because of it. Okay, fine. All right, you don't believe me? It's no big deal. Well, now, fast forward now, it's a whole different topic. Now, everybody apparently is agreeing that something is up with the situation. That, okay, there could be some truth to it. Now, that's what CNN and all of them are saying. Now, again, I'm just reporting this. I don't want my channel deemed, because you know how people are. They're quick to try to deem a channel, and I don't need that. So, I'm just letting them know that this is alleged. So, let me go ahead on here. Let everybody know where I'm at. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 minute, guys. I meant to put this on there earlier. Want to make sure everybody see this. Everybody keep hitting that like button. We got 5 in the building so far. That's what I'm talking about. Let's keep hitting that like button. Let's keep doing it. Let's keep growing the channel. Let's try to keep more people engaged. The more we got engaged, the more we can keep getting it in. Oh, man, I got another one. Yeah, Black Democrat, I agree with you. It is getting dumb as fuck. That's why I got it on here as breaking news, bro. I mean, because we gotta talk about this. Because this is big news. And y'all need to share this to see how many people we can get for YouTube to look at it. As reporting on the coronavirus lab leak, theory grows, critics accuse media of suffering amnesia on the topic. Now, y'all remember last year, the mainstream media largely dismissed the Wuhan coronavirus lab leak theory as a fringe or conspiracy theory. Demo rat, my bad. My bad, brother. But with Dr. Fauci becoming the latest figure to question the origins of the COVID-19 outlets are increasingly treating it as a serious possibility. A few examples of how the media were reporting on the lab leak theory a year ago when Senator Tom Cotton, the Republican out of Arkansas, suggests it had emerged from a lab known for bat coronavirus experiments. Senator Thomas Cotton repeats fringe theory of coronavirus origins, the New York Times wrote. Trump says U.S. investigating whether coronavirus spread after China lab mishaps, but cites no evidence, a USA Today article read. What up, J.H.? I'm glad you're in the building. New research explores how conservative media misinformation may have intensified the severity of the pandemic, the Washington Post wrote. There were more where those came from, noted conservative writer Drew Holden in a lengthy thread about the media fluctuating tone. Politico referred to the lab leak as a conspiracy theory, but wondering why more research hadn't been done on lab experiments and an editorial phenomenon that Holden described as amnesia. CNN headline from May 5, 2020 was perhaps most bold, declaring Fauci crushed then President Trump's theory on the lab leak. Enter Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, and perhaps the single most prominent doctor in the world at the moment, Chris Sillazer, wrote at the time in an interview with National Geographic. Posted on Monday night, Fauci was definitive about the origins of the virus, which has sickened more than a million Americans and killed more than 68,000. If you look at the evolution of the virus in bats and what's out there now, the scientific evidence is very, very strongly leaning towards this could have been artificially or deliberately manipulated. Everything about the stepwise evolution over time strongly indicated that this virus evolved in nature and then jumped species. Having quoted both men, Salizas added, only one of these people is a world-renowned infectious disease expert, and it's not Donald Trump. But Fauci said over the weekend that he's not convinced the coronavirus developed naturally. No, actually, Fauci said, I'm not convinced about that. I think we should continue to investigate what went on in China until we continue to find out the best of our ability what happened. Granted credence to the previously fringe idea that COVID-19 originated and escaped from a Wuhan lab is a new Wall Street Journal report that revealed researchers at the Wuhan Institute of Virology were hospitalized in November 2019, a month before COVID-19 was first reported in Wuhan, as the researchers were stricken with symptoms that were similar to those experienced by COVID patients. Holden wondered whether these same outlets would revisit their earlier reporting based on current knowledge. Former New York Times reporter Donald McNeil, who previously viewed the lab leak theory skeptically, wrote last week on the increased plausibility of the leak theory. The Washington Post's Josh Rogan, who reported last year on State Department cables in 2018, warning of security risks at the Wuhan lab, and said it was good to see major newsrooms pursuing the story in the wake of the Wall Street Journal report. Major media outlets spent a year demonizing the lab leak theory as an insane conspiracy theory. Journalist Glenn Galwood tweeted, "Fact checkers pronounced it false. Mainstream outlets are now forced to admit its viability. Any accountability." Some leaders like former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo were not so surprised by the news. "The Chinese Communist Party alone knows who Patient Zero is," Pompeo noted on Fox News, America's newsroom, on Monday. Pompeo said it is convinced that the evidence will prove the virus escaped from a Wuhan lab. "I am confident that we'll find that evidence that we've seen to date is consistent with the lab leak," Pompeo said, "and I'm convinced that what we'll see." Pompeo observed on Twitter that the media, who formerly wanted to hand him a tin hat, are now scrambling to get on the side of the truth. Congressional Republicans have launched an effort to get to the bottom of the origin of COVID-19, as well as whether U.S. taxpayer dollars funded gain of function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Guys, this ain't nothing new. We talked about this shit. We talked about this shit for the longest. What's up, David Johnson? Glad you in the building, brother. I mean, we talked about this. This ain't nothing new. Now they want to go up here now and say, we need to investigate the Wuhan lab. This has been talked about for the longest. But then when this was talked about by other conservatives, other politicians, even, what's that group called? Y'all know what I'm talking about. The conservative group that everybody thought wore tin hats, and everything else. Anyway, they all thought they were crazy, but we knew the truth. And now, fast forward now, now they want to investigate. Now they want to figure it out. Now you got falsely backtracking. Y'all full of shit. Y'all knew we was telling the truth to begin with. Y'all just wanted, again, President Trump out the way. That's what it was about. It wasn't about trying to give us the right information. Y'all wanted to make sure that y'all made that man look like a jackass. Y'all didn't want to back this man with the theory and investigate and try to find this stuff out. And it's sad, too. Very sad. Oh, very sad. So let's see what other updates are coming out of this. Now, are the Democrats going to investigate this, though? I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, I know they're reporting about it now. I don't see them doing it. It's too many of them in bed with China. China's holding too many of their hands. So I don't see them getting involved in it. I really don't. Now, we're going to keep on to the next story. Like I said, there's a lot of content to talk about tonight. Yeah, it is, bro. It's evil and pathetic. Minnesota police seeks federal state reinforcements after mass shooting kills college kid after graduation. Let's look this one up. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Now give me 1 second. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to play that. Hold on. Let me get that out of there. I didn't mean to play that. I don't know why I did that. My bad. I keep forgetting about that. All right. Let me see here. And while I got that going, Yeah, one more thing. Give me one second. I hope it shows it. Come on now. Yeah, it got it right here. All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right, y'all, hold on. I made sure I get this video perfectly for y'all to see. Now give me one moment. Let me lock it. And let me do it. Give me one second. I want to see if it's going to play. All right, y'all give me a second. Trying to load it. Alright, I'm making sure it's on good. Alright, guys, give me one second. All right, guys, enough of that. Let me stop that. All right, so let me stop that for y'all. Oh, man, let's take this off right quick. So, alright, so y'all saw that, heard that this was out of Minneapolis, right? Now, Minneapolis is the place that currently right now talking about they do not want police officers to have as much funding as they normally have. This is the defund the police. Now, the Minneapolis police now seek federal state reinforcement after the mass shooting kills college kid during graduation. Now, grappling with the shortage of officers and increased crime, Minneapolis is seeking federal and state resources after the latest bout of violence in the city included a mass shooting that left a college kid student dead hours before his graduation Saturday. This is what I just showed y'all. Amid the increased violence in the city where George Floyd was killed nearly 1 year ago, officials also announced that a $30,000 reward this weekend in the hunt for suspects responsible for the separate shootings of three children over the past several weeks, including one 9-year-old girl killed by a stray gunfire while jumping on a backyard trampoline. Now, again, that was just some of it. Then they talk about the other fatal shooting was the University of St. Thomas student Charlie Johnson, who family said was an innocent bystander and had gone out with friends to celebrate their graduation the next day. His father, Greg Johnson, asked people to say his son's name in the fight to end gun violence. Hey, man, what's going on? Appreciate you coming through, brother. He said, Charlie, who was graduating with a mechanical engineering degree, left a beautiful impact on every single life he touched. No politics, please, Johnson wrote on Facebook. Just love and compassion for each other, as Charlie all had for all of us. I am Charlie. Speaking at a press conference Sunday, Mayor Jacob Frey said he requested mutual aid assistance from a number of different jurisdictions to help address the recent violence seen in the city. He said state troopers have been providing assistance from Saturday evening until Sunday morning, and the Minneapolis Bureau of Criminal Apprehension is aiding the investigation. Nearly 200 Minneapolis police officers have left the force in the wake of the death of Floyd. By the way, speaking of that, the saint of drugs and criminal activity, George Floyd, anniversary death is coming up tomorrow. And look at all the chaos our country is going through because of this damn clown. Congratulations, everybody. You played yourself for a crackhead. Nearly, like I said before, 200 people have resigned from the police force. Minneapolis has seen at least 31 homicides this year, not including this weekend's violence. Separate from the mass shootings, a car crash victim was found also suffering from gunshot wounds when police responded to the scene. He later died from his injuries in another incident as bystanders rushed a gunshot victim to the hospital. A car flipped, and the medical examiner is still working to determine which injury caused that man's death. Safety in our city has to be a priority, Frey said Sunday, calling law enforcement reinforcements really, really critical. No shit, Jacob. You were the main one running out here. Defund the police. We don't need the police. You listening to that crazy ass squad member. Yeah, I'm calling you all out. Now shit done got real. Because now you got so much violence in your city, you don't know what to do. That's what happens when you on that liberal bullshit. That's why we need a conservative in there to stop this madness. Crazy. Fred acknowledged that resources have had to been diverted to respond to 911 calls and has been working with City Hall on a proposal on how to build back up the police force. This is negotiations continue to how the American Rescue Plan funding will be allocated, the Minneapolis Star Tribune reported. I'll give you an example. It's easy. Let policemen do their job. Quit throwing them under the bus every time a police officer gets involved in a civilian shootout. When the civilian is resisting arrest and is known to fight in combat with the authorities. Can we do that? If you were able to do that, you wouldn't have 200 police officers walking away. It'd be more like 20. Fucking retarded, man. At City Hall Sunday, officials announced a $30,000 reward for information that leads to arrests in connection to the separate shootings of three children in Minneapolis Northside. Trinity Anto Sun Smith 9 was shot while jumping on a trampoline in her backyard earlier this month. LaDavion Garrett Jr. 10 and Anya Allen 6 both were shot in separate incidents in Minneapolis over the past 2 weeks. Anya died from her injuries. BLM, where the hell you at? Well, yeah, you say Black Lives Matter, these little black children. I don't see you saying shit. You too busy worrying about other stuff. Amen, brother. What I'm saying, man, what's going on? All before, y'all was on it. The fund created by Minneapolis Regional Chambers offers $10,000 for information in each case. We need more police officers. There's no doubt in my mind, Smith's grandfather, Randy Otteson, told the Tribune, stressing that police reform is necessary because Black Lives Matter, but that doesn't mean less officers patrolling local communities. I'm praying for all these families, but you know what? I'm praying for the next people too. You know what I'm praying for? I'm praying for y'all to get your head out your ass and quit voting these liberals in there. That's why you having this drama. Because these folks here wants to cater to the masses. Now you got so much crime, you don't know what to do. People scared out of their mind in over there in Minneapolis. Carjackings, guns randomly being fired. This is what happens, man, when you go up here and go against authority. This is the shit you get. It's either authority or increasing violence. Which one is it? I don't know about you, but I want some authority and law and fucking order. Can I get an order of law and order, please? People ain't fucking serious, man. Not fucking serious. They're not. And it's sad. And the kids that died, I guarantee you, CNN will not say their name. BLM or any of these woke guys. Y'all, a while when I be looking at these woke YouTubers sometime, man, I be scanning through and they say, we about to... Anybody that say I'm for the culture or I do it for being pro-black, I don't fuck with them. Because 9 out of 10, they're the biggest grifters. Because when it comes to important situations like this, where we supposed to have more police, we're supposed to protect the children, we're supposed to be looking at things like that. I mean, I'm just being real. Freaking crazy. Why I don't deal with them jokers? I don't. My mom gets mad at me every time when she bring up, you know, you need to look at this YouTube person, baby. He is so pro-black. No, I don't want to see him. He ain't pro-black. Give me one thing he doing right now is he spreading truth. Oh, he's spreading victimhood? I'm out. Don't want it. I'm good. I'm so good. I can have that shit by myself. I can do that by myself. If I want to be a victim, I can do it by myself. I got too many examples around me to be a victim in this lifetime. But I don't want to be a victim. I want to be a fucking winner. A survivor. A leader. A father. A husband. Telling y'all, man, this is crazy. I can't make this shit up, y'all. I Oh man, Jen Psaki out here lying, Lord. We'll talk about Jen in a minute. I need to talk about South Carolina. I need to talk about South Carolina, baby. That's my when it comes to the Carolinas, I got a rep, man. Y'all need to see this picture here. Y'all need to see this video. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Let me make sure I got the right video. I want to make sure. All right. It's part of my city. So y'all give me a minute. Let me Chester County. It's going there for Charlotte, North Carolina, baby. Carolina is. I'm telling you, man. I'm a Carolina boy for life. That's what it is. All right. Let me go and make sure this a play. Y'all, give me 1 second. Let me pause. All right, hold on. Hello. All right. They got it right here. How to restart it? Give me 1 second. Let me get y'all to see this. Let me get my window capture open. All right. And I'm finna go back to it. And we're finna start from the top. It's a 6 minute video. I'm not gonna play the whole 6 minutes of it, but I'm just gonna let y'all see how they do things in South Carolina. Remember now, I want y'all to remember before I go into this. You know what they said? Racism is what it is, right? Remember that? Remember, all black people get killed when they get caught by the cops. Let's start this by the beginning. Now, how many of y'all gonna see this on CNN? How many of y'all gonna see CNN brag about that good old small town Chester County in South Carolina got a black man in custody safely? Did not a shot was fired. He didn't get beat up. He didn't get suffocated, none of that. I want to know if any of the mainstream media, Joy Reid, Don Lemon, you know, what about Van, that little crying ass Van? I wonder if The View and The Talk, any of them gonna talk about this? I ain't gonna discuss that this black criminal, this black man that's a criminal who killed all these people, it's proof in the pudding, and killed his lover's husband, got picked up without any drama. I want to know. I want to hear from y'all in the chat how many of y'all think that's going to happen. Let's keep playing this out. Alright guys, I'm good out for you. I'm not going to put all that. They caught him. It was safe. It was done right. I don't want to hear none of these grifters say it wasn't. No need to apologize, brother. But I appreciate you joining the broadcast. So anyway, once again, it just goes to show you guys that it can happen, that people do their job every day, but you let the mainstream media tell it, these guys didn't. 300 officers. Now, I'm going to try to find out on the crime series. It won't be tomorrow, because tomorrow I'm taking the day off. I got to spend time with the fam, and I got a lot of damn podcast stuff to upload. But I am going to try to find out what this guy's got going on. I will try to put it, the links and stuff of his paperwork and stuff that's public record of what he's charged with in South Carolina. Because he's got things going on in Missouri, too. So he's got an arrest warrant in Missouri. He's got one waiting for him. Yeah, he got a lot going on. Him and that girl both. They got a lot. So I hope it was worth it. I don't know why I would want to kill this woman's husband. I'm out on that, bro. But that's just me. Alright, guys. This is all I got for you guys tonight. Again, I appreciate everybody, man, for rocking with me tonight. I hope y'all love this. Please keep in mind that we will have this on the podcast. Alright? And please be prepared for Mr. Greg coming in Wednesday. That's right, aka Black Conservative Perspective. Please share, please promote, please talk about this. I'm making sure everybody knows this man will be on there. I appreciate everything that you guys do. Take care of yourself and each other. I am out. Again, guys, thank you for joining the broadcast. If you can, do me a favor. Hit the like button. Hit the subscribe button. Also, too, please share. Please share. Please share. If it's your first time tuning in, go ahead on. If you like what I'm doing, man, go and hit that membership button right there on my introductory page on my main profile of YouTube. Go on and join the membership. Be a part of the family, man. Be a real patriot. So that way you can show your patriotism every day. All right, guys. I love you guys. Take care of yourself and each other. I am out.